For NPR Music, this is Alto Latino. I'm Jasmine Garz.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
Sé que voy a amarte. Ya extraño los besos que vas a darme. Chao, me voy a amarte. Seguro que ya voy a encontrarte.
Felix, what I'm really liking about today's show is that we've got great stories to tell, you know, about a band who was pretty much ahead of their time and they split up and now they're reforming for the big comeback and the birth of a very beautiful musical style among African slaves in the River Plate region of South America.
We're going to also be talking about some styles of music that we haven't really discussed before. Candombe, Ashe, Samba, Reggae. So if you know anything about those genres, you know it's going to be a very upbeat show today. Jasmine, what are we going to start with?
Why don't we start with Martin Buscaglia from Uruguay, and this is his song Candombe de Marte. I'm so glad this song lasts like 10 minutes because it's just so beautiful. It's so happy and...
I'm really digging the whole idea of that funk bass from the 70s that was invented by, you know, the guys in Sly and the Family Stone. And just how influential that music is all over the world. And then they bring in the candombe drums, they bring in the acoustic guitar, the two different vocalists. It's just expertly performed, man. It's just great.
So let me tell you a little bit more about Martin Buscaglia. This is from an old album, actually from his debut album, which was Jevenle. It came out in 1996. And this is a reissue. So he's reissuing a new album with some of his classics. And I think this is a great way to introduce him to our audiences. I really like the play on words because what he's singing is Sé que voy a Marte, like I know that I'm going to Mars. But it's also Sé que voy a amarte, I know that I'm going to love you.
Funny.
He plays a lot with a candombe. So what is candombe? A candombe is a style of music and dance that is really focalized in Uruguay, but it's also popular in Brazil and parts of Argentina. It has its roots in African Bantu. So there's three drums, right? You can hear the piano, the repique, and the chico.
And the three drums are in different sizes.
Absolutely.
There's a
right.
Very deep, deep drum, which gives it the funky 70s
the piano.
Bass feel. That's what keeps the funkiness of it. And the other smaller drums are
repique
doing like...
Repique and chico.
They're doing the 16th note, kind of beat.
But it's in a 3-2.
That's what keeps the pattern, the rhythm going.
For the history buffs, what fascinates me about candombe is the way it was born. It was born among African slave populations in the River Plate area. And candombe de reyes, or candombe of kings, historians and observers started noticing it. And what they started noticing was that it was a celebration of kings and queens of Congo and Angola among African slave populations. But it started on Christmas Day, and it ended on January 6th, which is Three Kings Day. So it was kind of a way that African slaves kind of made sense of Christian traditions. You see what I mean?
They were told to be Christians, but they were always going to be African. So they just kind of combined the two. The rhythms were actually initially very religious. You couldn't play them outside of the religion, but then, of course, now... They become very secular and very popular, and you can mix it with the Sly Stone funk bass, and it really kills.
Thank you.
And so there's a whole brand of rock from the River Plate area, Argentina, Uruguay, a little bit of Brazil, that's candombe rock, which is rock and roll music that really incorporates that candombe style of drumming and beats. And recently we talked about the Uruguayan band No Te Va a Gustar, and they play a lot with candombe. A great example is Los Fabulosos Cadillacs. Mm-hmm. They really incorporate a lot of candombe rhythms.
You can hear that percussion at the end of the song because they end the song with the traditional percussion. It's great. They start with a funky bass and they end with tradition. It's a great cut. Okay, Jasmine, you mentioned the Fabulous Cadillacs during that last song. Who's next?
Well, speaking of Los Fabulosos Cadillacs, the next song I picked is by a guy, Señor Flavio, who is a member of Los Fabulosos Cadillacs. This is Las Olas from his brand new CD.
Las olas de la popular me abrazan, me dejo llevar las olas de la playa popular. Las olas de la popular me abrazan, me dejo llevar las olas de la playa popular. Se siente tan bien que vamos por más. Dicen que no iré, me voy a quedar. Las olas de la popular me abrazan, me dejo llevar las olas de la playa popular. Cocina, caminando la espuma y a cocina. Y la concha de mar, crucecita de los avisos fúnebres, bailotean en el diario de hoy. Las olas de la popular me abrazan, me dejo llevar las olas de la playa popular. Las olas de la popular me abrazan, me dejo llevar las olas de la playa popular.
It's a lot more ska.
As I was listening to the song, I was thinking, it sounds like Fabulosos Cadillacs. It sort of sounds, you know, from that early 90s ska influence,
sure.
Rock and Espanol. And I was thinking, you know, it sounds the same. There's not a lot of difference. But I thought, that's not a bad thing, man. That's like saying, yeah. You know, oh, Led Zeppelin sounds the same. Led Zeppelin is great. And so are all those bands from the 90s who did this.
It's that debate of, you know, do you have to do something different? You know, people say that about bands like AC/DC. I love AC/DC. And I also acknowledge that I feel like every album they put out sounds the same. It's the same song over and over again. I love them.
Thank goodness.
Right. When I first listened to this, I was also like, this is very 90s.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, maybe that's okay. That's what they do.
It's totally okay. They kind of patented the sound, all those bands from that era. They do it well. And this is, I don't mind hearing it at all. Okay, what's next?
Let's move on to Chile.
¿Y qué pasa si corro con los ojos cerrados? Con los brazos abiertos, abrazando.
This is Astro from Chile. We've talked about them in the past. It's a new single from their upcoming album. What do you think?
I'm not feeling it.
I knew it. I love it. I love the song.
But we, you know, it's like we've had an interesting arc from the tradition and then the 90s ska and then the techno.
It's very indie pop. They've been compared a lot to the band MGMT in their music and their aesthetic. I don't see anything wrong with that, because I love MGMT, and I love Astro, so...
I don't know MGMT, sorry. There you go. It says a lot about me.
I like it so much. It's so breezy. It makes me really sad that summer is ending. Oh, and the video is really cool. It's them, like, in... how do you say taparrabos? Like what Tarzan wears. A loincloth. Loincloth. And they're all like in loincloths, dancing around. It makes me want to do that.
Oh my gosh. Loincloth.
Okay, let's move on. Let's quick, quick. Moving on quick.
Let's go to Mexico with a track called Poppin' Wheelies by Gun Selecta, which is a collaboration between Mexico's Toy Selecta and San Antonio's Mexicans with Guns.
Everyone in the engineer area is like bopping their heads.
Everyone,
you guys like this?
In the control room. Your engineer Chuck Thompson, producer Mike Katziff, they're digging it, man. This is a song called Poppin' Wheelies, and it's from Toy Selecta and Mexicans with Guns. Okay, Toy Selecta is a guy named Toy Hernandez. He's from Monterrey, Mexico. And Ernest Gonzalez is Mexican with Guns. We've talked about him on the show. We've done a blog post on him, on his name. Toy Hernandez is a producer who's done a lot of work with different artists of different styles, but mostly electronica. And this is the first time he's worked with Mexicans with Guns. And this is actually a remix of something that they've done. They've got a new EP out right now where they do three tunes, and then they have DJs come in and remix some of these three tunes, and this is one of the versions of Poppin' Wheelies. I like it because of all the different sounds. The musician in me hears they're going from like a 3-4 time to a 4-4 time, you know, the loping sound versus the groove sound, and all these cool little sound things in the background. I just love it.
See, when you explain it like that.
Thank you. Okay, Jazz, next we're going to revive the classic jam of the week, right?
Yeah, we stopped doing that for a minute because we're lazy. And But we really want to do a classic song of the week, and we want listeners to help us out. So definitely write us in and tell us what is a classic Latin alternative song that you are just really into. Why do you love it? What kind of memories does it bring back? And I'm going to restart this ancient tradition of the classic song of the week with the band Ilia Curiaki and the Valderramas.
Mi nombre es Culero Conor. Soy cruza de potros y de perra. Cuando camino por las calles de mi barrio, me gritan cuidado con la fiera. Yo tengo hijos en los 8 continentes, y a todos ellos yo les saqué los dientes. Con eso yo construí un gran puente para pasar al otro lado de las serpientes. Mi nombre es Culero Conor. Soy cruza de potros y de perra. Cuando camino por las calles de mi barrio, hago saber que mi ser es un calvario. Estoy alerta de lo que haces. Cuando te muevas es mejor que no te atrases. Soy grupo chaco, be careful bando. No te hagas tan macho, con mis palabras te machaco. Hazte un lado, que borrombo a tu tierra. Como va de rama, le meto gol a tus perras. Ya lo sabes, ahora me imploras. Después querrás beber de mi cantimplora. Te digo y te repito, conmigo no te metas. Mi click está creciendo alrededor del planeta.
Abarajama la bañera. Abarajama la bañera, nena. Abarajama la bañera. Abarajama la bañera, nena. Abarajama la bañera. Abarajama la bañera, nena. Abarajama la bañera. Abarajama la bañera, nena.
Be cool, don't be cool, man, chico boludo. Todos tus chumbos, métete en el culo. You know about me, you know about mi cara. Tú sabes, me pateas y yo no digo nada. No importan los pibes que piden pegamento. Cuando yo crezca comerás el pavimento. Yo piro a la paz, suspiras de la otra. Saqueame la dica sin tu tropa. Abarajama la bañera.
I see you're familiar with this song. No, I remember hearing this song.
You do?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Tell me what you know of the name.
Of the band?
The name of the band.
Okay, so it's a fusion of Russian spy Ilya Kuryakin from the 1960s show.
From Uncle.
Yeah. Have you seen? I've never seen that.
I used to watch that show.
Okay, so there's a Russian spy called Ilya Kuryakin.
He was the partner of Robert Vaughn, the man from Uncle.
And Colombian football player Carlos Valderrama.
Oh, now I know.
Like, that's kind of like a testament to their goofiness. They play with a lot of gibberish, but I was thinking about this. You know how I always say that Calle 13 is really sexy and raunchy, and that you just kind of hear Calle 13 and you're like, oh, that's disgusting. And also, how is that physically possible? But they're, you know, Ilya Kuryaki is more like erotic gibberish. And they're wonderful. And the reason I picked this is because even they split up in 2001. A couple of weeks ago, they announced they're getting back together. And I'm really excited about that because I feel like Ilya Kuryaki was a band that was way ahead of its time.
They've always had a nice party vibe to them.
It's and very the music, rap.
And the very music's
funk.
Very interesting. Yeah, I remember that.
And it's very, you know, funk. And I feel like they came out at a time in which rap wasn't as embraced in Latin America
right. As
it is now.
Right.
I mean, now I just came back from Argentina and everyone's listening to rap.
Right.
I feel like they came out at a time in which people were like, this is good, but what is this? This is the right time for them to come back.
Looking forward to it. This is great. Let's go to the transgender opera singer from Berlin by way of Venezuela.
Diet Pepsi and the queen is cleaning her Tupperware to every round of the standards. Do me a favor in Green Park,
alphabet, slutty numbers. I go diagonal. I go diagonal. I go diagonal. And in licking the carpet, sniffing the grass, sucking the trumpet, slutty numbers. Go, miss your penalty. It took you 10 months to say hello.
Does this sound like Laurie Anderson, or does it not sound like Seriously of Laurie Anderson?
It does.
But very different, with a different approach to it. This is Areia Negro. The song is called Arabzilla, and the album's called Right Body, Wrong Time. She's an interesting performer, and I just sort of discovered her on the internet. I don't know a lot about her other than that she's from Venezuela. She went to London for a while, and then she moved to Berlin, and she's doing pop music. She's doing opera. She's doing performance art. She's got these elaborate costumes. And this album is of hers is about a bunch of songs about relationships in her life. The lyrics are interesting, but the music, to me, is just what makes it, along with her vocals. It's a nice structure. It's all of these interesting angles to it.
You know how I heard this? I was riding the subway, and somebody was sitting next to me, like, grooving to something. And I was like, what are you listening to? And they made me listen to this woman.
You're kidding.
No, really.
Here in D.C.?
Yeah.
Amazing.
But when I first heard it, I thought it felt asymmetrical. Like her voice with the music.
Right.
At first, I was a little bit off-put by it, but I have to say it's really charming, actually.
I really like it a lot. I'm glad I discovered her. The rest of the record sounds great, too.
And I know that you brought some Mumbaton, too, to today's show.
Mumbaton meets Tito Puente and a song called Mumba Diablo by the DJ John Quest.
John Quest, 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 Quest.
This is a remake of an old Tito Puente song called Mambo Diablo, and he wrote this in the 40s, if you can believe this, and it stayed in his repertoire up until he died in the early 2000s. And you know, I like this cut because of the way he sort of mixes in the hip-hop beat, the house beat with the thing, also because the artist John Quest, named after the cartoon of the 60s, Johnny Quest, he makes a tribute to Tito Puente and the great musical icon that he was, and all these great rhythms that he would make up. And if you listen to the song, there's a vibraphone playing the melody. Tito Puente was a masterful vibe player. He was an arranger. He played all these instruments. The saxophone solo you hear is a guy named Mario Rivera, who was, I always considered, the Dominican John Coltrane.
Wow.
Totally underrated. They were exciting to watch. And I played this song in a band for a number of years, and one thing you miss when listening to the music, it's fun to play. It's just fun to groove on because there's such a nice, easygoing rhythm to it, and there's all these other complex rhythms going on. It's just fun to play, and I can just imagine for the decades that these guys played, it was hard work, sure, But when you get up there and you get in that groove, there's nothing like it, man.
You know, you're a musician and I'm more of a dancer.
Mm-hmm.
And when you listen to music, you imagine yourself playing it, and I imagine myself dancing to it.
Interesting.
Isn't that, it's like we've been trained to listen to music very differently.
Especially the guys that played in the bands in the 50s and the 60s and the big ballrooms, the Afro-Cuban bands, even going back to Duke Ellington in the 40s. They always tell you that, you know, without the dancers, they were nothing. Mm-hmm. You know, they were dance bands.
So you're telling me without me, you're nothing.
Without me, without you, I'm nothing. Correct. Without me, I'm nothing.
You met Tito Puente.
I met Tito Puente. He was like one of the first interviews I did in the 70s. He was playing at a jazz festival at UC Berkeley, and Spanish isn't my strongest language. And I was really nervous about interviewing him because I didn't think my Spanish was going to be good enough. And I went up to talk to him in Spanish. I said, "Hello, this is Maestro Puente. I want to do an interview." And he started talking to me in a New York, Brooklyn, Bronx accent that was so thick I could barely understand him. He was totally New Yorican. He was a quintessential New Yorican. And he was the gracious, very nice guy. At one point, when I was in Fresno, I got to do a percussion workshop with him. I played bongos. My good friend Matt Castillo played conga, and he played timbales, and we did a little thing for the Performing Arts High School. One of the high points of my life, because he's the master, undisputed master.
Wow.
Fun. Tito Puente. So we're going to finish the show with an artist that I just discovered through you and I'm really excited about.
That's funny that you just discovered Daniela Mercury. I've been listening to her since I was 9 years old.
Oh, maybe. My gosh.
She is huge in Brazil, in Argentina. She's just a huge star in the Latin world, but especially in that region. This is Sol do Sul, or Son of the South.
Eu trago o sol nos meus olhos um farol. Eu trago a luz que vem de lá do sul. Eu trago azul pra você. Eu trago sol do sul da América. Eu trago sol do sul da América. Eu trago sol nos meus olhos um farol. Eu trago a luz que vem de lá pra você. Eu trago sol do sul da América. Eu trago sol do sul da América. Latina com seu jeito doce de menina e a cor da pele que me ensina a viver, a viver. Um jeito de pensar, de ser e de falar, um sotaque de moça do lugar. Sotaque de moça do lugar. La 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 Latina América. Latina América, América do Sul. La 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 Latina América. Latina América, América do Sul.
This is off of Daniela's upcoming album, Canibaria. I was in Salvador de Bahia in northern Brazil a few years ago playing with my band for Carnaval. And there was a concert. There were a lot of great bands at this concert, and they were saying there was going to be a surprise guest. And I was like right at the front, and all of a sudden, Daniela Mercury comes out, and like I see this like tsunami wave of like Brazilian teenagers coming at me. I just got like pushed to the front. I was really terrified for my life. She's fantastic. She just has these moves. She does this thing where she like throws the microphone and she grabs it with the other hand and starts to sing. This sounds like what she does, which is samba reggae in addition to Brazilian axé. But I will say that the new album struck me as so different and so evolved. It's a great, great album.
Okay, well, let's get back to samba reggae and axé. What's that about?
Axé started becoming popular in the 1980s, and it's really one of the most popular genres in Brazil. Super popular in Argentina. When I just went back, everyone's listening to axé. It's like a fusion of Caribbean genres, like carioca funk, reggae, and a lot of Afro-Brazilian styles. And the word axé comes from Yoruba religion, which it means like kind of like spirit or positivity. And samba reggae is also, it's from Bahia, where Daniela Mercury is from, and it's a blend of Brazilian samba and Jamaican reggae. And that's kind of what you're hearing in this song. Plus, I love this song because it's an ode to Latin America. I gotta tell you, when I went to see her in Bahia, and I hadn't been back in Latin America for such a long time, for years really, and she just got on stage and started singing about how beautiful it is to be Latin and to be Latin American, and I just kind of lost it because I realized, also probably I was crying because a million people stepped on my feet, but I just kind of realized that I needed to be back, and I hadn't noticed how much I needed Latin America.
The power of song. Yeah. Awesome. It's a great song to end the show with because we've covered all kinds of styles and genres in this show. And of course, you can always hear their songs in their entirety on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
And special thanks to producer Mike Katzeff, Jessica Goldstein, and the all-star engineer, Chuck Thompson. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst. This has been Alt Latino.